If I had a title for tonight's message, it would probably be, Thank God It Happened in the Valley. Now, that's kind of strange because normally when people are in the valley, it's not a good thing. Normally when things are going on in the valley, people are depressed and downhearted and defeated and everything. But I'm glad that it happened in the valley. You're going to find out in just a minute. Psalms 23, the Bible says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you and be seated. I'll preach to you, like I said, for a few minutes on Thank God It Happened in the Valley. Now, like I said just a while ago, normally when somebody's in the valley, you see them, their lips all stuck out. They can just about walk on it because it's so low and they don't have anything good to say, or they're always complaining about things and stuff like that. Well, I thought about this. I thought, you know, I spend more time in the valley than I do on the mountaintop. I'm just going to be honest with you. I get phone calls that say this is going on or that's going on, and I have to pray about that, and I worry about them and stuff. And I thought, you know, Brother Justin, I don't know about everybody else, but I spend a lot of time in the valley. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm getting to be where I like it more and more every day. Now, that's a strange statement, and you all may not understand, but I'm getting to where I like it more in the valley than I'm getting to where I like it more on the mountaintop. When I'm on the mountaintop, it's those times that I look and I feel like I don't need God. Amen? I mean, come on now. Stay with me. When you're on the mountaintop, everything's going good. Most of the time you forget why you're on the mountaintop and you think deep down inside that you don't need God. But when you're down in the valley, that's where you're looking for the Lord. Amen? I want to say this too, why it come to my mind right now. I thank God that yesterday, maybe today, Tammy's mom went to the doctor. Y'all know we mentioned a place on her brain and stuff. It come back benign, and they told her that everything was going to be all right, and they're going to check it again later on. Thank God for that. Amen? But listen, I found out David writing here and stuff, notice what he said. And you got to remember the life of David and what he's went through and what he's going through and everything that's taking place in his life. David said, number one, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Why is it that when I'm down in the valley, I like those situations? Because when I'm down in the valley, I found out that's where I have fellowship with God. Amen? That's where God shows up. That's where God helps me. That's where God lives. That's where God takes me through. And I've noticed a lot of times, Brother Justin, when I'm on the mountaintop, I'm not thanking God like I should. But when I'm down in the valley and God shows up, something starts to happen, amen? And it happens when you're down in the valley. Now, I want you to think about this for just a minute. I want you to think about the last time that you was in a valley. Whatever it was, whatever the situation was, whatever the circumstance was, whatever it was you was going through, who was there for you? Amen? Who was there for you? Hey, I want you to know, listen, your pastor might have been there. Your husband or wife might have been there, but they may not have. But I can tell you one for sure, that when you're in the valley, he's going to be there with you. How do I know that? Because he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm glad when I'm down in the valley, I can have fellowship with God. Amen. I can have fellowship with God. I found out a lot of times that I have more fellowship with God when I'm in the valley than I do when I'm on the mountaintop. When I'm on the mountaintop, I'm just looking at everything. I was driving down the road today. I was going up Chapman Highway. And as you're going up Chapman Highway, naturally you can see the Smoky Mountains. And I was looking at those mountains and stuff, and I thought, man, what a beautiful, beautiful sight. And you know what it is? When you're down in the valley, and we're in the valley here in Knoxville and stuff, when you're down in the valley, you can see the mountaintop, and it looks pretty. Hey, man, why does it look pretty? Because of the fellowship you're having with God right now, and he shows you what's coming. Hey, I want you to know something, church. We're living in a dark, dark world. We're living in a world that don't care anything about God. But God said, I'll never leave you. God said, I'm going to prepare a place, and if I go, I will come again. I'm looking at the mountaintop. I may be in the valley right now, but I got fellowship with God, and that makes me through. And I know one day I'm going to be on the mountaintop. Amen. Amen. We all face things. We all go through things. We all see things. But aren't you glad that when those things are coming against us, aren't you glad God said, I'll be there? Amen. Amen. Think about the last valley you went through, and think about who was there with you. How did you make it through? You made it through with God. Amen. Hey, I believe that. I really believe this. I believe we need to shout more down in the valley than we do on the mountaintop. Amen. Why is that? Because in the valley is where we see the goodness of God. In the valleys where we can feel the presence of God. We call out and say, God, I need you. And God shows up, and you can feel the presence down in the valley. I believe we need to shout more when we're in the valley. Amen. And some people think that's stupid, but hey, I'm telling you something. I believe we need to shout more. Why? Because David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God's always going to be there. Amen. But notice what God does for you. Read the next verses about what God's doing for us. The Bible says, he maketh me to lie down in what? Green pastures. Don't that sound like God's taking care of you? Amen. Aren't you glad that God takes care of his children? Says he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I thought about that today, Brother Louie, and I thought, you know, a lot of times here it was, what, a month or so ago, all this water and stuff from Helene or whatever that, that storm was. And all the waters that come out of the banks and stuff, and we saw them on video and everything, how they were rushing through and all that stuff, and all the turmoil and everything that was in the water. Now think about this, okay? The Bible tells us here that God leads us beside the still waters. Now we know when life is rough and things are going bad, it's just like that water that's rushing through there, and it's got just turmoil, and it's turning and turning and turning. By the way, Teresa, that's a pretty picture you put on there today. But anyway, it's just a turning and a turning. That big wave, that's pretty, it really was. But anyway, the water's just a turning and a churning and stuff, and it's just causing destruction as it goes. Hey, I want you to know, a lot of times we get into those waters and things are going bad, but I'm glad when God's with me. How do you know that? Because the Bible said he leadeth me. Hey, I want you to know, God's not going to take you through something that he ain't going to bring you out on the other side, and it's going to be still water. Amen. I went to bed last night about 9:30. I ain't like Bud. I didn't stay up and see who won. I went to bed about 9:30. And honestly, I'm going to say this. It didn't make no difference, I don't think. I think our country's turned so far away from God. I hope it gets better. But anyway, I thought, you know, our country right now is just in turmoil. And you know what, church? We are living in turmoil. Christians are beat down. Christians are talked about and made fun of, and they're trying their best just to beat them down all the time. That's what the world's doing. But Jesus said here, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. I'm glad in the turmoil that's going on in our country, I'm glad I can still see some green pastures. I'm glad that I'm still walking beside the still waters. I'm glad God is still right there with me. No matter what's taking place, I'm glad that I can look, and everywhere I look, I see God. Amen. Notice what he said. He said, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I really do like verse number 4. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, David said, I will fear no evil. That sounds like somebody that's trusting God, don't it? Can you say that? Can you say that you're trusting God? He's down in the valley. He's going through hard times. But David said, I'll fear no evil. I'm glad when I'm down in the valley, I don't have to worry about it. I'm going to be honest with you, and this is going to seem kind of weird, and I hope that I can explain it maybe the way that I mean it. You know, when I'm down in the valley, you know what I could do? I could just build me a campfire and sit right there. Now, that's kind of crazy talk, and I understand that. Because ain't none of us like being in the valley. Ain't none of us like bad news. But I'm glad that when we are down in the valley, we still got green pastures ahead of us. And we still got good things ahead of us. And God is still supplying when you're down in the valley. You can stay there and God will supply. Amen. I'm glad to know that. And you don't have to worry about these things. When Shay called me yesterday, she told me that some of the people there were giving her a hard time and stuff. And I told her, I said, listen, honey, I said, you do what you got to do and you let the rest of it fall where it falls. And you just tell them that you're not going to argue about it. And I'll be praying for you. And, you know, people are going to make fun of you and what you believe in. People are going to talk about you and everything else. But it's those times when you're down in the valley that you can reach out and you can feel God and you can feel God's presence. And the Bible says you don't have to fear evil. We're living in an evil world. Amen. But I'm glad there's brighter things ahead. Amen. It may be today. I don't know. It may be today. It's talking to maybe it's Jonathan this morning. I don't remember. It's talking to somebody. And they made the statement. They said, well, how was it he said it? Something along the lines of, well, it looks like the good guy won, so I hope things get better. Something along those lines. That's about the way he said it. And I said, well, if you're hoping that things get better, you don't have much faith in who you voted for. I believe Brother Bud, I believe we all know who he's for. If you don't think that you know that, go out there and look at his truck. So I believe we all know who he voted for. And I believe he voted for him because he thought things will get better. I hope that they do. But let me tell you something. Listen, I ain't putting my trust in these people. I ain't putting my trust. I've got my trust in Jesus Christ, and I know things are going to get better. May not happen here, but I can promise you 100% things are going to get better. Amen. Amen. Why? Because Jesus said, I'm right there with you. Amen. He said, thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. And I like this right here. He said, my cup runneth over. Amen. Ain't it amazing how when you're down in the valley, you can still have a cup that's running over? Amen. Amen. God just pouring it out from heaven. Just pouring out manna from heaven. I thought about Ruth and studying on this a little bit. And I thought, you know, Ruth, when she was out there in the field, Boaz said, do what? He said, let some handfuls of purpose fall her way. And that's exactly what God will do for us when we're down in the valley. I believe Ruth was probably in the valley. She'd lost everything she had. I believe she's in a valley. Boaz, the type of the Lord, we say, was dropping off some handfuls of purpose when she was in the valley. Why? Because he looked at her and saw favor in her. Let me tell you something. God looks at you. He sees favor in you. Amen. And God will drop off some handfuls of purpose. Even when we're in the valley, God said, I'm going to be right there. And it's amazing how you can just see. You can see it. If you haven't seen handfuls of purpose from God right now, then you need to check up. Because I'm telling you, in this day and time we're living in, God's still taking care of his children. God's still providing for his children. And if all you see is gloom and doom, you need to come get right. Because God is still dropping off handfuls of purpose. And you know what that handful of purpose is? That's the good stuff. That stuff that you can glean and take home with you. Let that sink in for just a second. I ain't talking about here. I'm talking about there. You can glean and take it home with you. And I'm glad, Brother Justin, that it happened down in the valley. See, like I said a while ago, When I'm in the valley, I can feel God's presence more. I ought to be able to feel it on the mountaintop, but it's my fault because when I'm up here, everything's going good. You understand what I'm saying? But I found out I really need him when I'm down in the valley. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, God, for all you do. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Lord, I pray tonight, God, you just have your will in your way, Father. Forgive us where we fail you. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder not if somebody say, preacher, pray for me. Any reason, whatever it might be, slip your hand up. Preacher, pray for me. God bless you. Be another one. God bless you. Be another one. Come to the piano tonight. Let's get a song.